Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Eric Klein. His books, there's a sequel now, after 1177 BCE. The world has ended. Combination of accident and intervention and invasion and migration. But we look to who survives, who adapts, who's resilient. And we start with the Assyrians because they're in the Bible and they're easy to remember. The professor teaches me, however, that the Assyrians were successful because they were almost always at war. One particular king of the Assyrians was extremely successful on identifying what you recommend, Professor, is if you're going to survive, you need leadership, and the Assyrians had it.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things that I do in the final chapter of this new sequel, is try to figure out why some of the societies, the G8 as I call them, why some of them were more resilient, why they were able to make it through the collapse better than others. And the Assyrians are one of the best examples. They've got redundant systems in place, for example. They still have their military. They still have writing. They still have their government. The king is still in place. And that's where having a good leader at the right time might come in. And so we know from their records, which we have for much of the time, though there's an interesting gap right at the beginning, we know that their leaders, as you say, are busy conducting war almost every year. And in part, it's because the people that they had been happily trading with back in the late Bronze Age, they're having trouble. They don't have trading partners per se anymore, so they simply take what they need during these next couple of centuries.
The Assyrians, always at war, conquering and raiding and pushing out from what was originally Ashur, and then their capital moves to Nineveh. They move in tandem with the Babylonians. What was their relationship? Was Babylon a surrogate, a subordinate at this time, early on?
At this time, there are actually, well, on and off relations between allies and enemies. In fact, right after the collapse, the Assyrians and the Babylonians go at it. They're busy fighting each other. And the various kings tell us this. And we, in fact, have inscriptions from the Assyrians that tell us this. We've also got the synchronistic history, the Assyrian and Babylonian chronicles, that tell us that they were on again, off again, at war or allied. So sometimes the Babylonians, or by this point they are the Neo-Babylonians, are subservient to the Neo-Assyrians, and sometimes they are equals, and sometimes they flip positions. And of course, eventually, the Neo-Babylonians are going to defeat the Neo-Assyrians and take over with their own empire. But that's not going to happen until the late 7th century. So we have a couple of centuries, especially from the 9th century on, where the Neo-Assyrians are the dominant force in the Near East at that time after the collapse. But eventually, they will be upended by the Neo-Babylonians. And we start seeing then the rise and fall of empires, because the Neo-Babylonians then get upended by the Persians, who get upended by the Greeks, who get upended by the Romans. And so, as they said in Hamilton, oceans rise, empires fall. I believe that's the line from Hamilton. So the Neo-Babylonians and the Neo-Assyrians had a complex relationship. Let's put it that way.
Leadership, you can make it through, you can cope, but there are more lessons. The book is After 1177 BC, The Survival of Civilizations. Eric Klein is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.